الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, having said and ranted against social media, let me also speak about some good aspects of it with a rider. And the rider is that you are the decision maker about how you use it. One of the best good aspects is the speed of collaboration for useful things. For example, scientific research. For example, if you want responses to some questions, quick ones. For example, if you are looking for ideas as in crowdsourcing of data, information, funding, and all of these things. Yes, it can be done by email. Yes, you can do that by phone calls, but that is far more cumbersome. What is much easier, much simpler, and something which your responders will prefer is social media. So, if you are using social media for things like that, then I would say that would be a good use of social media. Now, are you using it for that, or are you using it? Are you just telling yourself, fooling yourself? But if somebody asks you, well, how many scientific projects did you do in the last 6 months? And you say, well, what is a scientific project? Then we are in trouble. So the question is, what do you use it for? Similarly, dissemination of good information. Now, what is good information? That itself, the definition itself is an issue. But I would broadly define it as information that leads to something positive, something helpful, something beneficial for all concerned. I would call that beneficial information. Need not necessarily be religious, can be anything. So, dissemination and distribution of such information. This would be a beneficial use of social media, because social media enables us to do that in the quickest possible way. Another one is seeking help. For example, we have used social media very successfully to get blood donors, for example, blood donors of a particular blood group, which was difficult to find. But thanks to social media, this was made possible because of the spread of it and the penetration of it. And people immediately, and then a quick response. So then you know who is where and whatnot, and you can get your. We got the donors in time, alhamdulillah. So things like this, where we are, where we can do something which is beneficial. Now, as I said, that choice, that decision of what is beneficial and what is not beneficial, is in the hands of the user of social media. So, having said that, what is much more common is that people just imagine that something is beneficial and they do it, whereas really it's a waste of time. And one of the most common of those is this daily ayat or daily hadith that people send out. Very few people read it. Very few people know what to do with it. Some people just send, the ayat one after the other without any link to each other. So, you might suddenly get one ayat and you really don't know what to make of it, because it doesn't sort of, guide you to anything. It's a random ayat out of the Quran and so forth. And so also with the hadith. In many cases, those hadiths actually create more confusion, because people who are reading the hadith have no clue how to understand that. They have no understanding of hadith or of the usul. And so, out of the blue, they get this hadith. And it results in a lot of useless, time-wasting debate. And in many cases, it leads to conflict. It leads to arguments and so on and so forth. This is even though it has the semblance of something which is good. You might say, well, what's wrong with an ayat or a hadith? Well, this is the other aspect of it. Nothing is wrong with the ayat or the hadith, it's the way it is used. Another very major pointless use of social media is to send good morning messages. I mean, I think Indians have the, if I'm not mistaken, I remember reading somewhere that Indians have the dubious honor of being the number one senders of good morning messages. So every morning, good morning, you get the message. Sometimes it comes with some quote, or sometimes it comes with a picture or something. Good morning messages. I mean, you know, everything takes time. That message sending takes time. Somebody receiving it, that person reads it, takes time, and so on and so forth. Complete waste of time. So, even though it seems to be good, you know, saying good morning to somebody. But if you really look at it, you are not even saying good morning to somebody really speaking, because that good morning message is broadcast probably to all the people on your address, in your address book. And I can guarantee you that there's not a single living person who knows all the people in their address book. I've got, I think, I don't know, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people in my address book. Frankly, a half of them or more of them, I don't even know. I don't even know how they got in there. Right? It's probably Google playing games. And that's why I never send these broadcast messages. But I'm just saying that if you think that you are benefiting somebody by sending those messages, no, please don't fool yourself. So, yes, there are beneficial users, as I mentioned, a few of them. There may be more, but you are the decider. You are the person who decides what is beneficial, what's not beneficial. And I strongly recommend, please spend thought and time on deciding what is beneficial and what is not. So, if you do have social media, you want to keep it, ensure that you're using it only for something which is truly beneficial, and that you are not using it for things which are useless and worthless and forwarding all kinds of nonsense to people, which is sometimes, you know, the stuff we forward actually shows us up in a bad light, right? People forward sort of jokes which are off, which have, you know, vulgar content in them and so on, and or pictures and havala fourth level. Really, I mean, it's distasteful. Right? There's nothing enjoyable, not even something enjoyable about it. It's a distasteful, and it just shows you, I'm saying in a bad light, but maybe it shows your reality. Right? And if that is your reality, then I think it's something that you might want to change. No, I mean, don't you think so? Why would you want your reality to be like that? So, my brothers and sisters, another beneficial use of social media is, of course, in activism. And I have found, for example, when I was not getting responses to customer complaints from some supplier or some airline or something, the moment I put that complaint on Twitter, then instantly I would get a response, and somebody would contact me and say, "Oh, you tweeted this, and can we help you?" I say, "Well, excuse me, I've been trying to reach you. I've been sending you messages on your phone line or on your email, and there's absolutely no response. But the moment it comes onto a public platform, then you are jumping, right?" So, maybe there is a benefit in that. If people are not going to respond to genuine customer complaints or genuine customer problems, then maybe there is some benefit in putting it out there so that the world also knows what kind of people they and we are dealing with. So, there are some, as I said, some benefits. But the, you know, as we say, ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ima, the sin of it or the evil of it exceeds its goodness. I don't want to apply that completely in the sense of social media, because there is some good, as I mentioned. But definitely, please exercise caution, exercise discernment, exercise discretion, and ensure that your use of social media is something which is beneficial to you and to others. And by the way you use it, you are not causing problems. You are not wasting people's time. And you are doing something which is only beneficial and not harmful to anybody. I think that is a very, very important message that I want to leave with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and guide you and me and enable us to do that which pleases Him and save us from that which doesn't please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.